Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, local radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 7th day of May, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to hit star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 66 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 71 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And sunshine and looks nice out there. Ain't got to walk out there and see yet, but looks like a nice day. I'll take it. Closer to summer. I mean, yesterday outside, it was nice, man. It was felt like summer. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Offended by what someone said, now you can report them to law enforcement. Ooh, boy, don't that sound like fun. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, offended by what someone said? Now you can report them to law enforcement. This is from Mass Private Eye, sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Soon free speech will be a thing of the past in paranoid America. No, I don't think it's ever going to get that far. Digit Labs, a hate incident reporting app, promises to turn complete strangers into secret hate speech bias spies. It reminds you of the old Soviet Union, man. Where everybody's listening to everybody else, and they don't want to hear something, because if they do hear something, they have to report it because they heard it and they didn't report it. Oh, they're in just as much trouble as the person that said it. And that was just anything anti-government. That's hate speech. I hate this fucking insurgency into my country. I hate this occupation. Hate them. It's my right to hate. I'm an American national. I hate their fucking guts and livers. I want to see them fucking all hung. I want to see them tried for the crimes they have committed against the people of the United States, against the Bill of Rights for the people of the United States. And I want to see a rope put around their sorry fucking necks. And I want to see them fucking do the shit dance. I just want it. I hate them. Watch what you say, because the person sitting next to you could be reporting you to law enforcement. Well, just turn the fucking recorder on. There's going to be a lot of hate speech today. Gone are the days when Americans were unafraid to voice their opinions, and that's really what this is fucking all about. I mean, a lot of people have been fucking, you know, pushed and bluffed and fucking, you know, coerced. And, you know, they don't quite say as much as they used to. And this political correctness, it worked for so many years. And then people like us here at the trenches, we came out and we said, fuck this shit. This is what it really is. This is the truth. And we're not gonna fucking not tell the truth because we're afraid of being stigmatized. Fuck you. We don't care what you think. We're going to tell the truth. We hate you. Gone are the days when Americans were unafraid to voice their opinions or make snide comments in public because Digit Labs will turn smartphones into biased reporting devices. Go right a fucking head. I make snide comments every fucking where I go. You got to believe it. I'm doing it over the radio. I ain't worried about who's going to hear it. That's my fucking right, you see, under that first article. And I'll die for that or kill for that just as quick as I will any of the others. It's a package deal. According to PHYS.org article, Digit Lab, new app allows strangers to report someone for exercising their First Amendment rights. Go ahead. The first of its kind, the app accepts, it's just like anything else, like taking the guns. So? What you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do about my first fucking article and me on here talking about how I hate the Zionist Jews. How I hate this fucking occupational fucking, illegal corporate government. How I hate their fucking guts. Hate. The first of its kind, the app accepts reports beyond crimes captured in police records. Users from around the country can document all incident types from derogatory epithets written in bathrooms to slurs yelled from a car window, in addition to violent assaults. This app will make swearing at a fellow motorist or flipping someone off hate speech. Well, both fingers are up. Fuck you. Jesus. But I mean, this shows it, you know, they are really coming at that first article, aren't they? I mean, goddamn, look what they've done to the internet. And they know how many people out here fucking hate them. And before the political correctness was straightened out, people were, I don't want to say anything against the government. You were already fucking goddamn communitized. But not the fucking real people, not the 75%. Everybody I talk to, the fucking government's dog shit. Fucking, they're a bunch of communist piece of shit. Yeah, I'll be, that's all you fucking heard. If anything else, you weren't talking to me. This app will make swearing at a fellow motorist or flipping someone off hate speech. Where in our Constitution does it say it is acceptable to report someone who has not committed a crime? It doesn't, and I'm sick of that Constitution. And they know what they're attacking is the Bill of Rights, and the Bill of Rights was fucking law before it was ever attached to their fucking elitist fucking Constitution, to their corporate aristocracy Constitution. Fuck their I hate their Constitution. Because it is in direct violation of my fucking rights, and I am the fucking ruler of this country. The people's authority in this country, you are beneath us. You serve us, you sons of bitches. Or you used to. The corporation doesn't, though. But the corporation is an illegal and unlawful. Sorry about that. Unlawful entity. Created unlawfully in violation of the law. Operating for, 100 years or better? About 150 years. In fact, I was yesterday, they have this guy, I think his name is Barr, the new attorney general, and they're going to hold him in contempt of Congress today. They're going to vote to hold him in contempt of Congress for not turning over the Mueller report, which nobody gives a rat's ass about because it has nothing to do with our fucking lives, except for the fact that it's a fucking production that we're paying for. And I forget billions of dollars to the goddamn law firms so that they can play this fucking game so we can have this soap opera to keep us distracted while they're fucking raping our resources and fucking killing our people and fucking, getting ready for our extinction. Recolonizing our fucking country with fucking third worlders. That's all with the Mueller report. But they said, one of the things they mentioned goes, theoretically, the sergeant of arms could arrest someone who's in contempt of Congress. That's what they're supposed to do. But this hasn't happened for 150 years, said they. And I looked over at Laura and I go, what year was it 150 years ago? Because I just popped into my mind. And you guys can do the math. What year was it 150 years ago? When they ceased fucking arresting people who were in contempt of Congress, because you're not really in contempt of Congress. This is just a corporate fucking bullshit fucking thing that there is no, that the pretend jurisdiction that they're fucking using can't even be on our lands, let alone a part of our fucking lives, let alone this fucking, this corporation be running our fucking lives, telling us what we can say, what we can fucking do, even, right, what you can eat and drink. Fuck you. We hate you. Since 9/11, Homeland Security has tried to turn the entire country into homegrown spies with their see something, say something campaign, but people have figured this out. I'm seeing more and more people just fucking, you know, avoiding it, going, oh, man, I see what you are, you sons of bitches. But you still do have the fucking, you know, the people that walk around in those stupid fucking red hats, and you have the fucking communists straight up, and they're coming out of California, and first thing they do when they get here is buy them a scanner and a pair of binoculars so they can start watching their fucking neighbors. I catch you watching me. I'll come smack the dog shit out of you. Make no mistake about it. I see you fucking watching me. I'm coming for you. I'll beat the dog shit fucking right out of you and let the fucking chips fall where they may. Say Something campaign that essentially does the same thing as Digit Labs' hate reporting app. Hate report. I mean, these fucking people. Hey, where does it say that I can't hate? That is a human fucking emotion. Hate. Just like love. Just like happiness, sadness. Hate. Hate you. That's as natural as my fucking rights are, you sons of bitches. And I hate ya. Hate ya. All you people, you got to get this fucking app. You can turn on this program every day and hate. You'll hear some fucking hate and you can report it. If someone sees something or sees someone acting suspiciously, what is suspiciously? See, that's one of those derogatory open subject matter terms, isn't it? What is suspiciously? I mean, that's all this goddamn, I mean, there is no law, period, in this fucking country or in this fucking world for that matter. There's no fucking law. But I mean, as far as law is concerned, I mean, when they first came out with that, that the cops here in Oregon could pull you over, if they thought you looked suspicious. And they said, when in the article, they said, this has to be more than a hunch. So I wrote a letter to the editor of this fucking local rag birdcage liner down here. And I fucking had the all I did was put the definition of suspicious and the definition was a hunch, suspicion, hunch, same fucking, I mean, just like fucking we're little children that can't fucking, that knows, think that nickel really came out of our fucking ear or that quarter came out of our ear. We're supposed to be that stupid. This is open. I mean, the English language is a shit language to begin with. That's like when I wrote the mandamus, it seems so hard for you to read because it has to be written so that it can only be interpreted one way. You can't put anything in there to be like suspicious. That can be interpreted, well, somebody's got to define what suspiciously is. What was suspicious about that person? Oh, well, he had a hat on. Hats are suspicious. Do you see what I'm saying here? This is what they're fucking trying to tell you is your justice system and this fucking fraudulent United States corporate fucking abomination is all in the hell you could call it. They are encouraged to report it to the law enforcement. Boy, they're going to be busy. They're going to be fucking busy. Oh, man. But the University of Utah's hate incident reporting app promises to create a federal free speech blacklist. Oh, really? A federal free speech blacklist. A federal first article blacklist created by the federal fucking corporation. In direct violation of this ninth article to our People's Bill of Rights that says you can't touch those fucking rights under any... See, what they would love to do is just say, we're removing that Bill of Rights. But they know they can't do it. Because the ninth article says no authority can ever exist to remove those rights, that they're born into you. They're natural born rights that is like a part of your person. And they are. And that's what the whole common law in this country is set up around. The jurisdiction, we've talked about it before, the jurisdiction is in the court where you go apply for it. You fucking take your jurisdiction and you assert it through the common law court. The common law court has no sitting there by its, just sitting there, has no fucking authority whatsoever. That judge has no fucking authority whatsoever. Unless he wants to go into another common law court as an individual and use his jurisdiction as an individual to file either a civil complaint or a criminal complaint. He has no jurisdiction. That court sits moot. It can't do anything. It has no authority. The authority comes from the individual. The individual asserts the authority. The fucking common law court is just the mechanism through which he does it to make sure it's done fair and that it's, and everything is fucking just. And that they come, that the guaranteed common law jury comes to a just fucking verdict. It's all about justice. But this, just like that court sitting there doesn't have any goddamn jurisdiction. Just because once it's enacted, once you put your jurisdiction, once you've invoked your jurisdiction for, that's inside you, a part of your being, then that judge, his only fucking power he has, his only authority he has, is to make sure that no one's rights are violated in the process that you will get, in the due process that you will get to come up with the just decision. And when the other person answers to the fucking indictment or to the fucking civil complaint, then they are invoking their jurisdiction to be heard and to, and their right to pursue the justice. This shit here, I mean, this instance, fucking get, do it. It's just like everything else. Fucking do it. What you'll get is you'll get a bunch of fucking busybodies that are going to end up in fucking dumpsters. That's all there is to it. You start fucking with people. If you just can't leave fucking people alone, they will start hurting you back sooner or later. I promise. But the University of Utah's hate incident reporting app promises to create a federal free speech blacklist. Really? University of Utah, you don't suppose they get any federal fucking monies taken from you at gunpoint, do you? You don't think that they get any endowments from the fucking communists that want to take over this fucking country that think they already have? Only thing standing between them is about, you know, a couple billion guns, trillion rounds of ammunition. That's the only thing that's, oh God, if that was just wasn't there, just think what these son of a bitches would do. We're well armed and they fucking know it. But then they can't get us to kill one another. They're in a fucking hell of a conundrum. That's why you're seeing the action over in the Middle East with, you know, bringing the ships in, and this thing has to be stopped for the Israelis and King Netanyahu. And these people won't be starved. They're saying, fuck you. We'll start building more missiles then. You don't want to hold to your fucking agreement? Well, cool. We won't either. We'll start building missiles, just like North Korea. You know, fucking, I seen this one pompous son of a bitch on there today, and he was saying, they just need to, you know, like other countries to do what we've decided is right. What is right? Who in the fuck are you to tell any other country, any other sovereign country on this planet what is right? In fact, you're the biggest bunch of fucking hypocrites to ever draw air, because the only one to ever use the most fucking diabolical fucking murder weapon to ever exist, the atomic bomb, is you! And you dropped it on fucking civilians. You killed, God, thousands and tens of thousands of little children, babies in the fucking womb. And you same son of a bitches that are out there, oh, we had Roe versus Wade, that's your big fucking issue. How many children have you killed in the womb with your fucking drones? And especially with those atomic bombs on two fucking cities, huh? If there is fucking an evil fucking empire, it's sit right here. It is this United States Incorporation. The major problem we're dealing with is that hate crimes are so underreported, not only to police, but from police to the federal government, said Emily Nicholas. Well, what's a hate crime now? Oh, I said something that hurt your feelings, did I? Tough shit. There is, you know, in the common law, you know, that's the fighting words doctrine. That's where that comes into fucking play. You know, if I so fucking offended you, step up and tell me to shut my fucking mouth. And then we'll fucking battle it right there on the fucking street. Just two fucking men, mutual combat. And we'll see if you can fucking tell me to shut up or if you have to fucking just take it. Because it's just fucking words. And when it comes down, we've talked about this. That political correctness shit went down their fucking tube. That's what they had been fucking controlling the 75% with for too many fucking years, was just political correctness. Just peer pressure. Oh, I don't want to say homosexual. I can't stand a fucking queer, but I don't want to say homosexual. I don't want to say anything to offend anybody. We're here to fucking offend. We're here to offend every fucking communist, every fucking traitor, every fucking red-hatted fucking retard that goes out there and fucking casts a goddamn illegal fucking corporate vote for an illegal United States corporation and all of its fucking subcontractors known as states that are in direct violation of our fucking rights. Emily Nicholas, researcher, and Richard Medina, professor of geography, Nicholas helped develop the app, creating a national blacklist of people who are derogatory epithets and slurs will turn this country into a mirror image of China. Well, what the fuck you expect? That's who your new overlords are to be, is the fucking Chinese. They have fucking allowed them to put banks, Chinese banks, on your fucking soil. They have allowed them to buy up your fucking resources. I mean, you know, we've talked about the good old boy system. And we talked about the time when, you know, when they were building the railroads across the country, how the fucking barons came from fucking like Scotland and Ireland and Britain. Barons. And then they bought a handful of politicians. And they ended up thousands and thousands of acres removed from the American people with no due process of law and just handed over to their good old boy buddies. And so that they could keep it for a buy-off to a handful of motherfucking traders. No different here. In China, we got to understand China, what communist, what red Chinese communism is. Everything belongs to the fucking state. The clothes on your fucking back belong to the fucking state. Just like here. Because that's what we're living under. And when they buy a piece of property here, they buy an oil field. Oh, of course, you know, they lease an oil field. How in the hell does a foreign corporation get to lease our fucking oil fields that belong to the fucking people? That's a seizure of the oil fields from the people and then fucking handing them over to what is admittedly our fucking enemies. 30,000 dead in Korea. 50,000 in Vietnam fighting what? The spread of international communism? And now they're building on our fucking real estate? Oh, because they have the money. Well, what the fuck happened? Oh, that's right. 22 trillion. It's just missing. How many fucking American entrepreneurs could fucking build all of this shit in America for Americans and keep America with that fucking money that you stole? And nobody, I mean, this is one of the things that drives me fucking insane. 22 trillion fucking dollars and nobody's looking for it? It seems like that'd be a lot of fucking money to hide. But maybe not if you're a fucking Jew and you got it sitting over in your fucking vaults in fucking Jewland. If that's where all your fucking money went, because they can't, and you did it through the Masonic lodges of this country that can't be invested. Why is, these people, these Masons, they can't be investigated. Like I said, you put 10 people together, a fucking church group. We've seen it happen. And they're trying to infiltrate your fucking living room when people are doing Bible studies. What are they talking about? Because they are so fucking afraid because they know what they've done. They're bound to be in fear. If the people as one block, if the American nationals as one block, all at the same time understood what these son of a bitches have done to us and what they have stolen from us and why they have to watch us every fucking minute, every second of the day, and why they want to get our guns away from us. Even if they get one more gun, that's something. It's one more gun. Why are they so fucking afraid of us? If this is the government that loves us and cares about our lives so much, why are they so fucking afraid of us? I'll tell you why. Because they know that sooner or later, the truth has been unleashed. Even if it's from mouth to mouth. And eventually, it will be across this fucking country. And it already is, to tell you the truth. That's why you're seeing this fucking insane shit you're seeing. And this is why they're gearing for a fucking war. Every time the American people in this have become close to revolting against this shit, world war! Let's go kill all the fighting age men. Let's go kill, let's give these people say, well, you better be getting out of China. Them goddamn Chinese are going to come over here and boy, you look at how they treat their people. That's what they're going to do to you. You better get over there and fight them off. We don't have to. That's another lie. Because one Titan submarine could level their whole fucking country and they fucking know it. They can't invade us. There's only one way we can be invaded, and that's by children. That is by children and by duplicity and by fucking flat ass treason, which is going on as we speak. They say that 132,000 in one day. And they say they only catch one in three. You are fucking invaded. And I guess you won't realize it until you're fucking fighting in your own front yard. Either they'll be fucking green card fucking Gestapo, Blackwater USA, or they will be fucking MS-13 gang members. One way or the other, they've been sent here for a fucking reason, don't you think? You think that this is all just happenstance? That some just real liberal people thought that the third world should be just brought into the United States like it was, like they did over there in fucking Europe? This whole thing started with the Arab Spring. It actually started with 9/11. And then the Patriot Act. I remember the day they came up and said, you're going to have to give up some freedoms for safety. Well, I won't. You ain't gonna touch that fucking Bill of Rights. When you do, it'll come down to you. It's just like everything else, people, that we've said. It'll come out till it'll have to come out of their dirty, rotten fucking mouths. It already has. Repeal the Second Amendment. Give her a go. Repeal that son of a bitch. That fucking Cory Booker, what the hell was he saying? We're a mandatory buyback program, for these guns. And if you don't sell them back to us, we didn't buy them from you to begin with. But if you don't sell them back to us, then you go to jail. Well, you're going to have to fucking come to, we've already told you, you ain't getting a son of a bitches. You think if you come to the house, well, here you can have it and take me to jail. You really fucking think that, you stupid motherfucker? They want an ocean of blood, people. But you watch, just like I told you yesterday, when the fucking lightning strikes the shit house, those motherfuckers will be sitting over in New Zealand or somewhere thinking that, they're not going to get hurt. The fucking, blooming thaws, you know, they give you that tough guy look in that fucking wiener, I'd stuff him down his fucking coat rack. He's nothing. Or that bitch. And I'll order that your guns be taken. You give your fucking order, whore. And see who wants to fucking die trying to enforce it. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Put the food on the table.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chillin from the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to keep this program on the air, go to from the trenches worldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific time. I have a social distortion down here with the rest of us. We were talking about hate. You know, everybody hates. And so, this is about thought control. Even the most ardent Christian, the bestest of the bestest of the most righteous of the Christians. Do you love the devil? Huh? Do you like him? Huh? See where the shit's coming from? I mean, this is fucking Soviet Russia. No two ways about it, people. We'd like to see it used nationally to get better hate incident statistics and to understand why, how, and where people are active in hateful incidents and how that affects, they want to know every fucking move you make. They know you hate them. You want to ask me if I hate your government? Ask. I fucking hate you. You're a fucking illegal. Almost did it again. Unlawful entity. You are a treacherous fucking abomination of what fucking freedom and liberty is supposed to be. You are all criminals. You have committed high treason. You deserve a short trial and a quick fucking hanging. That's all you got coming to you. You corporate trash. And this is all international. This is international. International fucking corporate mafia. The PSYOPs, although the PHYS article claims that all reporting of is confidential and not, who the fuck cares? We hate you, okay? You can just dispense with this shit. There's about 40 million of us that hate you enough right now to fucking hang your asses, okay? Write that down in your fucking book and call it a day. What else we got here? Trump pardons former Army Ranger convicted of killing Iraqi prisoner. This is from ABC News. President Donald Trump has pardoned Michael Behanan, a former Army Ranger in the 101st Airborne Division, convicted of murdering an Iraqi prisoner in 2009. Behanan, 35, was sentenced to 25 years in prison for unpremeditated, I've never heard that term. It's either premeditated murder or just straight up unpremeditated murder in a combat zone. After killing suspect Al-Qaeda terrorist Al-Mansur, Behanan was paroled in 2014. While Behanan said he killed Mansur in self-defense during the trial, he admitted that he disobeyed orders to return Mansur to his village after he was released from military intelligence and questioned about his connection to an explosion that killed two U.S. soldiers. Prosecutors said Behanan instead interrogated and stripped Mansur naked before shooting him twice. Behanan's trial raised the support of fellow soldiers. Fellow fucking murderers, you're corporate fucking murderers. That's what, you're not fucking soldiers. You're not fucking Americans. You're fucking corporate fucking hitmen. You are the biggest traitors there are. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders wrote in a statement that upon his release from jail in 2014, dozens of Patriot Guard motorcycle riders, I keep hearing this motorcycle riders thing, I like the motorcycle, I've known a lot of motherfucking bikers in my time, believe me. And they aren't an ignorant people. They've seen shit before everybody else did. That's why they were called outlaws. But they weren't really outlaws because what they were doing, there was no law against it. There was no fucking victim. How many of them spent their fucking time, how much time in prison? Motorcycle, I believe that probably, you know, I see these fucking, come through with these, people come through with Harleys and they're wearing no colors or anything. I mean, you know, 50, 60, 70 of the son of a bitches. It's these good old boys. These are the people that wear the red fucking hats. Met Mr. Behanan to escort him back to his home in Oklahoma. She added that Behanan's case has attracted broad support from the military, Oklahoma elected officials, and the public. What public? See these, you're just using that word. Describe the public that fucking backs this fucking shit. Because what happened to this son of a bitch, guilty or not guilty? It's like, you know, the police are supposed to, you know, you could get out of court. And then the police are supposed to take you over to the jailhouse to be released. But they decide, well, we're going to pull off here down in this fucking gravel pit. Why did he strip him down? What's it with this? That sounds like Abu Ghraib, doesn't it? What'd you strip him down for, buddy? They never lay no details. They didn't throw enough little bullshit out here. Yeah, that's what we're all behind. No, we're not. What you did was you kidnapped that son of a bitch. I don't know whether he done anything or not. Neither did you. If there was hard evidence, he wouldn't have been released now, would he? But you decided you knew. And so you kidnapped him. And then you took his clothes off. Were you wanting to do something weird with him, or were you going to do some little torturing? Is that what you were up to? Now you imagine that you or I, you get kidnapped. And they fucking, they tell you to strip your clothes off. They start fucking torturing you. And you pick up a fucking rock to try to defend yourself. And fucking the son of a bitch shoots you dead. And then claim self-defense? That's a claim. How would that work for you if you kidnap somebody? Let's say you just kidnap somebody. And took them over to a fucking place and stripped them down. Just to not even touch them. Just say, take off all your clothes. And you're holding a fucking gun on them. And they fucking take a rock and, you know, you'd have to be pretty desperate, I think, if somebody's got a gun on you to fucking take a rock to them. But you did, and they fucking, and you shot them dead. You say, oh, I was self-defense. Guy's laying there naked with a rock in his fucking hand. and you were supposed to take him over here, but you brought him over here to fucking do what? You see, they want you to get to accept this shit because this is what they intend to do to you. Right here in the good old U.S. of A. corporation, people. Is this acceptable to you? You know, I've told a story about when I was up on that fire. I was driving a water tender. And there's this one guy there, he'd been to fucking Iraq. And he's sitting there, and this is a young kid, man. I mean, you find a lot of young people fighting fire. But he's sitting there, and it's like, it was colder than the son of a bitch, man. It got down like 27 degrees. I mean, we were sleeping in tents, these little funny tents, not a good tent either. At any rate, fucking, this guy, you know, he's just sitting there, and he's just getting back in his chair, and he's talking about, he was in Iraq. And he's talking about, yeah, there was this woman and three children. It was about 400 yards. I just fucking boop, 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 sniped him. And this kid sitting there, his eyes are just fucking big around. He's like, man, and I walked up and I go, you are one sick motherfucker. And I looked at the kid and I go, don't you listen to the son of a bitch. He's sick in the fucking head. He didn't jump up badass and whip my ass, did he? Hell no, he sat there with his fucking mouth shut. Because if he'd have stood up, I would have beat him right in the fucking ground. The consequences be damned. But they're telling you, see, they're getting, this is this thin edge of that thick wedge. They're indoctrinating you to this kind of fucking behavior. That this somehow this is okay. And boy, yeah, a bunch of these fucking sickos who are fucking would see, you know, see you killed over a fucking taillight. And that's okay because it's the boys in blue. Remember the woman fucking there in Texas? Boy, she backed them bastards, didn't she? Oh, the blue line. Oh, God. Our heroes. Well, her heroes kicked in her fucking door, killed her and her old man. This is, see, they're trying to get you to see. That's how they always do it. I mean, you look at the spying thing. Oh, it's only going to happen to them people over there in that other country. Next thing you know, oh, it's been happening to you all the fucking long. We've been recording you for fucking years. And then this congressman comes up. We cannot fund this. This is against the law. This is a violation of the law. But here it still is. And now it's become institutionalized into this country and everybody just fucking accepts it. Accepts what you've been told by the people who's supposed to know. But of course they're just corporate motherfucking lawyers, every goddamn one of them. Working for the international corporate mafia. If you get to the point, well, let's go ahead and finish this article. She added that Buchanan's case had attracted attracted broad support from the military, who are a bunch of fucking murderers. Look at Abu Ghraib, the torture report. Remember how fast that disappeared? God damn it, man. They raped people's children right in front of them. Oh, no big deal. That's why when this shit happens, justice tempered with mercy? Really? Oklahoma elected officials and the public. And he was a model prisoner. I'm sure he was. But questions have been raised about Buchanan's claim of self-defense. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike sent a letter to Attorney General William Barr earlier this year urging the Trump administration to consider pardon for Buchanan. He kidnapped somebody. I mean, God damn it. Man or woman, boy or girl. You find somebody fucking with a dead, naked body. And he's got a gun. And he says, let's see what he says. In a statement, Buchanan thanked the president for his act of mercy. Although this is a time of great joy for my family, we as a country must never forget Adam Kohlhaas and Stephen Christofferson and all those who gave their lives in the service of this great corporation. You served our people not. You are a traitor to your people. You are a disgrace. You are a fucking monster. You're sick in the head. Buchanan said, referring to his comrades killed during combat, they represented the finest of our society. Really? You kidnap somebody? You take them out? And I want to know why. I said, how come it doesn't tell us why he took that man's clothes off? Why'd you take his clothes off, freak? Why? But to see this whole thing here is, I mean, that with Trump. See, Trump pardoned him. See, he wants to get the message is getting to be clear and clear. And see, when they start doing this shit overseas, pretty soon you see him doing it over here. They're already doing it here, and we fucking know it. They beat people to death in the fucking jails all the fucking time, don't they? They murder this Blackwater USA, and that's all these son of bitches are, contracted killers. They're not part of no goddamn righteous fucking military. The fucking, this isn't a fucking United States military. There is no declaration of war that would allow under the fucking founding documents of this country for there to be any fucking military over there in another fucking country. And so it is what it fucking is. I mean, this is to get you used to the idea of these fucking psycho, fucking sick in the head maniacs. Well, like I said, the fucking car pulls up. You see the fucking dead body. The man's naked. Okay, he's naked. He's unarmed. There's no only gun is the one that the motherfucker's got. He came from, that's what the guy claims. He picked up a rock and tried to go for my gun while I had him kidnapped and naked and doing God knows what to him. Oh, you're surely the victim then, aren't you? It's just like this cop shit. They fucking murder people right there. Blatantly murder them. Kelly Thomas, we watched him on video be beaten to death. The guy putting on the rubber glove, man, I mean, that fucking made chills go up my spine. I'm gonna fuck you up and take turns and beat a handcuffed man to fucking death. And then it didn't serve a day for it. I'm surprised this guy had to serve anything for it. Only that it was fucking national and international, and they had to make some kind of pretense of fucking having some thought of fucking conscience because there is no law.
Wasn't that for a cigarette? Selling a cigarette? One cigarette?
That was Eric Gardner. No, this guy was just standing there.
Oh.
He's getting a cup of coffee. He was he was homeless, and he was down the sidewalk getting a cup of coffee, and they come harassing him. They handcuff him. I don't know. You should watch the thing, Charlie. It's Kelly Thomas. Yeah, what you're talking about is Eric Gardner. He was that guy in New York. He was selling cigarettes on the sidewalk. And they came and they just fucking choked him to death, killed him right there on film. Hey, no big deal. They walked away from it. Because they are Blackwater USA, and they're a corporate entity, and no law applies to them. Let's see what else we got here. We ain't got much time. Let's see which one we want to look at here. Here we are. Bilderberg elites planned free speech crackdown prior to Trump win. You think this all wasn't fucking orchestrated from the beginning? Oh, this crazy man, Trump. Yes. Oh, he can't be at both sides of everybody. Even Fox and CNN. Oh, this is silliness. It's a silliness. But it was what they didn't realize. You know, I'm going to do this my money. No, the multi-trillionaires in this fucking country who don't care about the Forbes fucking list. They don't want to be fucking known. The people who truly fucking finance this shit don't want to be fucking known. How is the only way that we could get a son of a bitch, the equivalent of Mitt Romney, elected in the United States after what this fucking government has done to the fucking people? Not government, this fucking corporation. I got to keep that straight. How could we possibly do it, guys? Well, we have to have every fucking one in the establishment say, no, I will do any. No, you can't do this. He can't. He can't. He can't. We don't want him. We hate him. Both sides, remember? Boy, it sure seems like a love affair now, doesn't it? Because the people didn't even look at the public. They just think, I vote for Republican. I'm voting for Donald Trump. I'm voting for the actor guy. And everybody hates him, so he must be a good guy. That was the propaganda they threw at you, and you fucking fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. He must be. If they don't want him, that's the guy we want. We're going to go vote instead. I mean, if Hillary would have just been, you know, the crown transferred from Obama to Hillary, there would have been war. And we'd already be at war. We'd be getting this shit over with. They had to have a plan, and they had to have a plan where they got a ton of more, where they got to run the same fucking scam they ran in 2008 and just do it as a matter of fucking a course of action. So they have this fucking charlatan come up and go, I'll get rid of, that's what did it too. That I'll get rid of every one of them. All the illegals are going to be gone. That, and people are just like, oh man, they all hate him. That's why they hate him, because he's going to get rid of them all, and we're going to have a fucking life again. That's what people fell for. When it was so blatant, are you kidding me? Mitt Romney should have said the same thing, I suppose. And boy, and everybody act like they hated him. Fuck, he'd have been president. I guarantee it. If that was the plan, but the plan was Obama had to finish his part of it. They all shit through the same hole. It's like the, you know, Trump today, he awarded the Congressional Medal of, I guess it is, Presidential, whatever, Medal of fucking Freedom to goddamn Tiger Woods, a golfer. My God, this guy is fucking, you know, they always try to talk about the divide between us with race. And I tell you guys at the top, they're all different colors. And they love one another because they're all in it together. This motherfucker, I mean, runs his car up on the thing. We all know his story. But a golfer, a fucking golfer that's made millions of dollars and a fucking billion, probably close to $1 billion in his career. Never did nothing his whole life since he was a little kid. He had private tutors and he was on the golf course every fucking day. This is the Medal of fucking Freedom? Really?
He's got a wife in every state.
Maybe he's Mormon. I don't know. But I mean, this is how ridiculous it's gotten, people. The Medal of Freedom for Tiger fucking Woods, because he won the Masters or whatever the fuck it is. And he stood there, and you seen Trump? I mean, well, I guess we're the land of the free and the home of the golf. God damn. I was sitting there, I'm just fucking shaking my head. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. And here the elites planned a free speech crackdown prior to Trump win, and they knew he was going to fucking win. And they knew that he was going to turn around and he was going to fucking just go full blast as hard as he could and fucking cashing this country out and fucking taking as much of the wealth as it can and distributing among his international fucking gangster buddies. And so, and they knew that because we were already on it. The internet was already going, no, don't buy this shit, people. Don't buy it. Remember us being there, don't you? Telling you what he really was and what this game really was. But all they had to do was tell you, oh no, both the Democrats and the Republicans hate him, so vote for the Republican. That's what we'll do. We'll vote for that Republican. But what the ignorance of the people. Not to realize in the first place that you're voting a fucking corporate vote for a straw man corporation that has stolen your fucking wealth. Your life's wealth. Your right to a fucking life in this country. Your right to a good life in this country. They've stolen from you, and you vote under that. That's bad enough. But you fucking went and you voted for this son of a bitch. Give him a chance. And here they were in June of 2016, prior to the current social media purge, Bilderberg elites discussed implementing an internet ID in Dresden, Germany. The Bilderberg group has served as a secretive gathering of world elites for decades. Decisions made at the meeting are often implemented by attendees working to establish a world order. And this is where the plan was hatched. All we have to do is take this Trump and just have him come in. What is the biggest thing that's pissing these people off is these fucking illegal, these fucking invasion coming across their borders. They're losing their jobs. They're being forced to train outsourced fucking labor from India to do their jobs or else they don't get their severance package. I mean, fucking this is the main pissed off thing. The main thing that tells you don't got a fucking chance. You got to fight them. You have to remove this. This is a fucking cancerous fucking growth that has to be stopped or it's going to kill you. All he had to do was come out. I'll give you day one. Dak is gone. Remember that? Oh, and then the press came out. God, the goddamn, on the, even the Republicans, all the Republicans, oh, they will never accept this son of a bitch. They'll never accept him. And then on the left, you know, the communists, well, no, never ever will this be president. Never ever. And we hate him. And the Republicans, we hate him. And all the dumb fool son of a bitches out there that are still wearing their fucking retard red hats. They're going, oh, God, they all hate him. The government hates him. I'm going to vote that. I'm voting for him. And then when you voted for that Republican ticket. What was that Republican ticket? That was for more for these motherfuckers to come into here. You didn't read. I mean, it's just like when these so-called fucking soldiers, they go and they hold their hand up there. And, man, they're sitting there and their parts are pumping. And, man, they're so fucking proud. I do solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And their punch just pumping, and they don't have a fucking clue what they're talking about. They don't know what the fucking document is. They don't know the history of their fucking country. They don't know that they're going to work for the fucking United Nations and that there is no declared war, so there cannot even be a swearing in of any kind of fucking army, which would be militia any fucking how, if this country was run under the founding documents, which they helped to destroy. All you have done is commit treason 10 zillion times over. And now, you know, they're just like, you know, well, there were all these people back in this fucking kidnapper, murderer, fucking freak with that found with a dead naked body. Really? Anyways, guys, that's enough for today. I'm sickened. I'm sure you're all sickened too. I think we've reached our level of sickenedness for the fucking day. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, I don't even know what to fucking say anymore. That is the Word from the Trenches.